Good morning. Please be seated. There has been an internet meme, a picture with a funny caption that my friends have been sharing on Facebook the past week. And the picture is a black and white picture of this angry little boy shaking his finger at the viewer. And the caption that goes with the picture states, "If you are going to tell me that Pentecost is the birthday of the church, I expect cake." And well, God is good, and I've been told there will be plenty of cake today at coffee hour. So welcome. Today is a joyful day, because in just a few moments, as we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, we also celebrate and welcome Julia and Andrew, who will be baptized today into the Christian faith and life. In just a few minutes, Reverend Bill will stand with the two candidates and their families and say, "You are sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever." And being baptized today on Pentecost is especially appropriate because today is the day when we remember the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus gave as he ascended into heaven. Jesus promised the disciples that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And just 10 days later, 50 days after Easter, that promise came true as the Spirit descended upon the disciples like tongues of fire. And this moment of Pentecost is the moment that we traditionally pinpoint as the earliest beginnings of the Christian church, the very same church that we are all a part of today. And from that very first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came for the first time, through the history of the church, to even today in this very moment, the Holy Spirit continues to work through the church and to touch the lives of each and every believer in Christ. And if you look around this church building and this community, in so many ways, what we do here is unrecognizable from what is described in the Bible from the earliest days and weeks of the church. And none of us were present during that first Pentecost, but in a real way, the Holy Spirit that we receive in our baptisms directly links each and every one of us intimately to that Pentecost moment. And we sometimes do talk about Pentecost as the birthday of the church, and I think this is a pretty good way to talk about it, because when the gift of the Holy Spirit came among the disciples, it was a gift of radical transformation, and it created something new that was not there before. And it's important to remember, especially on Pentecost, that the disciples were not just given the Spirit. They were also given a message, and they were given a mission to share the good news of Christ's resurrection with the whole world. And the reading we heard today from Paul's letter to the Corinthians is one of my favorite descriptions of the church. And in this letter, Paul describes each member of the Christian community as being given gifts of ministry by the Holy Spirit. And what I love about this is that each and every person's gifts are necessary. Each one of us and our gifts are needed to carry out the mission and the work of the church. Now, gifts from the Holy Spirit are unlike presents or gifts that we get from our family and our friends. And these gifts are wonderful, and they hold incredible value and meaning for us. But ultimately, they're meant just for us and for our enjoyment. And we can keep them and cherish them and hold on to them. But gifts of the Holy Spirit are an entirely different kind of gift. They are meant to be shared, to be given away, to be passed on. You can't just hold on to the Holy Spirit. And as we learn from the disciples in this Pentecost story, once your life has been touched by the Spirit, you have to give this gift to others. And when we share our gifts and our passions and our talents with the church and the building up of the kingdom, they blossom and bear fruit and are transformed into something far greater than any offering we can make each one of us ourselves. And there's a story that I love by Marsha Brown called Stone Soup. And in this story, there are three soldiers who are walking through a village. And they haven't eaten in days, and they're starving. and they decide to ask the people in the village for food. But what they don't know is the villagers have seen them coming and they're afraid. And food was scarce that year, and no one knew that no one person could afford to feed all three soldiers. And so all the villagers hid all the food that they had. And when the soldiers came door to door knocking and asking for food, each villager they met lied and said they had nothing to share. And the soldiers were starving, so they decided they had to get creative. They called the villagers together and told them that they were going to make stone soup, a soup made only from water and a stone. And so they asked for the largest pot the villagers could find. They filled it with water and put it on the fire and put a large round stone in the bottom. And as the soup was boiling away, they told the villagers, "This soup is looking pretty good, but do you know it would make it even better? Some carrots." And one of the villagers said, "I think I might have some carrots at home. Let me go check." And she left and came back with armfuls of carrots. And then the soldiers suggested that the soup would go really well with potatoes. And another villager left and ran back and grabbed a few potatoes from his house. And it was the same with the onions, the salt, the pepper, the bread. One by one, each ingredient was found in the villagers' homes. Each person had a little bit of food, but when they put it all together, there was a feast, enough for the entire village. And their simple, humble ingredients, when mixed with the vision and creativity of the soldiers, turned into a delicious meal and brought joy and festivity to the village for the first time in months. There was only enough for everyone once everyone gave away what they had instead of storing it in fear. So God works through each one of us, but none of us can do it by ourselves. And like the villagers and their ingredients, each one of us has gifts that are essential for the ministry of the church. And there's something about each one of us that's needed here. There's something that each one of you has that the church can't get anywhere else. And as we enter the water of baptism and we emerge in new life as members of the body of Christ, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as we take on new life of discipleship. But part of what it means to be a disciple is to turn around and take the gifts you have received and share them with others. So on this Pentecost day, we remember the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, and we remember that the Holy Spirit has touched each one of our lives. And today, as we celebrate with Julia and Andrew, as they, with the help of their sponsors and parents and family, begin their new life of discipleship, my prayer is that each of us will grow in life and faith, and we will all learn to follow Christ more deeply and let the transforming power of the Spirit work through us and through our own unique gifts of ministry. And Julia and Andrew, we are so excited to welcome you to the church, and we can't wait to see what the Spirit has in store for you. Amen.